everyone. It's your girl, the Queen of NE, and I'm so excited to tell you about my show, Queen's Court. It's an awesome, fun, super interactive podcast led by yours truly, bringing you some awesome interviews, some great collabs, and just enjoying discussing our beloved sport of wrestling. You can find me on Twitter at the Queen of NE, on Instagram at xthequeenofne, and of course my podcast, Queen's Court, on Podbean, iTunes, Spotify, anywhere podcasts are out. I encourage you to come take a listen to something new, something fresh, and something that you can only have when you hold court with the Queen.
Hello again, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Regular Guy Wrestle Talk. I am your illustrious host, always, is Matt Granberry. Oh, today I want to talk about something that could be interesting to a lot of people. I know it's interesting to me. You guys have probably seen the commercial that Impact Wrestling has been running for the Slammiversary event. This is one of their biggest events of the year. But it's not any of the cards that, it's not even any of the matches that has got people interested in. It's the images. I mean, I'm not telling you guys anything new, but the images of certain wrestlers that have been appearing on this Impact Wrestling commercial. Wrestlers like Gallows and Anderson, like Mike Bennett and Maria, EC3. I mean, are they all going to Impact? And if they are, I mean, let's break this down. Let's just break this down here for a little bit. Let's start with Gallows and Anderson. Let's start with the hypothetical situation of, yes, they are all going to Impact Wrestling. So starting out with Gallows and Anderson, obviously one of the best tag teams that have ever laced up a pair of boots, and they're going to Impact Wrestling. Now, Gallows has worked for Impact Wrestling before, but Anderson has never. And they've never been their tag team together in Impact Wrestling. Now, Impact Wrestling could definitely use the boost in their tag team division, in my opinion. So, if Gallows and Anderson are going to Impact Wrestling, then, yeah, I say I'm all for it. Now you're saying, well, why would you say if they're going? I mean, their images are being shown on a Slammiversary commercial. Well, you just never know in professional wrestling until it actually happens. So I'm trying to cover all the bases here. And here's another question. You know, is this just going to be a short stop for Gallows and Anderson? You know, maybe a 6 month to maybe a year deal before they go to New Japan, rejoin the Bullet Club maybe, or go to AEW and stack that tag division up a couple of notches, as if that tag division need any more stacking. But definitely Impact Wrestling's tag division needs help. You know, nothing against the North. I love the North. They're one of my favorite tag teams. But the division really needs help. Of course, pretty much everybody's tag division needs help, except AEW's. But yeah, that's interesting enough as itself. Then you got Mike and Maria Bennett. I mean, these two have already been in Impact Wrestling. They were stars in Impact Wrestling. I guess they're going back. You know, it's the devil that you know rather than the devil that you don't know. I mean, Mike Bennett was grossly underused in WWE, and I think he's going to I tried WWE. I wanted to go to WWE. I wanted to be successful there, but things didn't go my way. I was misused. I was underbooked. I just wasn't, my potential was not realized. So I'm going back to a place where my potential was realized. It makes sense. It really does. I don't blame Mike Bennett or Maria Bennett for anything about going back to Impact. I really don't, because they really, you know, are underrated stars, and they were doing great in Impact. That's how WWE took notice of them. So they did something right in Impact. And again, they know how to maneuver with the backstage deals with Impact more than they did with WWE. Now, Maria, of course, worked for WWE back during the Ruthless Aggression era. But again, it's a good move for them. It really is. Then you got EC3. My God. One of the worst cases of somebody who has all the talent and charisma and personality in the world. A man who was a megastar in Impact Wrestling gets signed to NXT. Looks like he's going to be doing great. He may be challenging for the North American title or, you know, eventually the NXT title. And then he gets bumped up to Raw and SmackDown. Or the main roster, if you want to call it the main roster. He got bumped up way too early. Way too early. And when he got up there, he was completely wasted. Completely wasted by you-know-who. Because honestly, I don't think they knew what to do with him. But it was so easy to do something with him because he's that good. That was the overall consensus, including mine. EC3 was one of the guys that you could easily build storylines around. But yet they had him sipping out of a Red Solo cup, chasing around that god-awful, ugly 24/7 title. It was ridiculous. So when I heard that EC3 was being released, I was like, oh, thank God for him. Thank God. And then the latest Slammiversary commercial actually features EC3 staring at the camera. So, yeah, the other ones are just images. But EC3, definitely, I feel it in my bones. He's going back to Impact Wrestling, and probably for the same reason that Mike and Maria Bennett are. He knows Impact Wrestling. He got along with them. Or maybe he didn't, but he knows how to work that system. He's comfortable there. Again, he was a big-time player. He's a former world champion there. So he knows how to do that. He knows how to maneuver within that system. So he's comfortable there. And here's a little thing I picked up on the EC3 bit on that commercial. It seems like he's got a little bit more of an edge to him. I don't know if that's reading too much into a character development. I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see. But it seemed like he was just a little bit edgier than, you know, Ethan Carter III, you know, the nephew of the owner of the company or former owner of the company. So, yeah, I'm anxious to see that. And I'm anxious to see what all of them bring to. Like I said, you know, I'm sure that, you know, of the major companies still going, I mean, you had WWE, AEW, Impact Wrestling, MLW, Ring of Honor still going. You know, they really couldn't go back to the independents because I really don't know if there's any independent shows. I know Synergy Wrestling is still putting on shows, but you know, how many other independent wrestling organizations are still putting on shows? I don't know. I really don't know. So you really have a limited choice here. So I completely understand them going back. Mike Bennett, Maria Bennett, Gallows, EC3. I understand them going back to Impact because, again, they're used to it. Anderson's never been a part of this that I know of, to my knowledge. So it's going to be interesting to see how he kind of gets used to their their way of doing things. And here's another question. Where does Rusev figure in all this? You know, Rusev was let go too. Is he going to Impact Wrestling? Is he going to make... Are they just not showing him and he's going to be the big shocking surprise? Or is he going somewhere else? I don't know. I don't know how long his 90-day compete clause is. I don't know when his 90 days are up. So it'll be interesting to see if he does make an appearance at Slammiversary or he appears somewhere else. Either way, whoever gets him is going to get another guy who was grossly misused by the big machine up north. And I think that he would do well in a company like Impact Wrestling, or he would do well anywhere. You know, no surprise, I'm a big Rusev fan. I miss the Rusev day. I mean, that was just, they totally missed the mark on that one. So, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how things play out, how things develop as we get closer and closer to Slammiversary. And it'll be interesting how they make their debuts. I mean, are they going to make their debuts before, after, during Slammiversary? You know, I imagine, a bunch of run-ins or maybe matches over, and then all of a sudden, at the top of the ramp, oh my gosh, it's Gallows and Anderson. What are they doing here? Or, oh my gosh, it's Mike Bennett. I can't believe it. With Maria by his side. Oh my gosh, EC3 is back. So, it'll be interesting. I'm glad that all of them are finding employment and they can apply their trade to where they probably will be taking good advantage of. And Impact Wrestling will just let them go instead of trying to constrain them in their, I believe this is what you should do, rather than, look, I trust you, you're a good enough talent, go out there and make something happen, make magic happen. Well, that's all I got for this week. Thank you so much to everyone who listens. Be sure to check out Power Slam TV. You've got over 6,500 hours, close to 7,000 hours of best independent wrestling on the face of the planet from all over the globe. Check it out, guys. I believe we still got our promo code DYWTSB going, so that'll give you a month free, and then afterwards it's $5.99 a month. I mean, it's just an absolutely wonderful company. I'm glad to be associated with them. Thanks to Power Slam TV for being such a great sponsor. Thank you to Synergy Wrestling for being such a great partner. Thanks to everyone at the DYWTSB Network. Thank you guys so much for listening and supporting us. We love you guys. And until next time, be safe out there, be kind to one another, and support each other in our mutual love of pro wrestling. All right, guys, we'll see you later. Bye.